section86.com. We're changing the world of podcasting one show at a time.
Fakakta Comedy Funhouse Network. Coming to you live from Boyce Sack, Scotland. Whoops, it's IBWIP. On tonight's show, what's up in East Smoke? Karaoke Big E, and the naming of my new organic co-op with your co-host Big E, intern Heather, and me, the Bottle Cap Kid. And now your host, Blake Clayton!
Welcome everyone to episode 236 of A Burnson IP. I am your host, the podcasting god.
Amen.
Blake Clayton. That's the name that I was given by my mother.
I like Philip Rushesher.
Philip Rushesher is, but that's my alter ego. He's a pilot. My mom was going to name me Forrest, which I thought was a horrible idea. She was out when she was after she had me, and she was in the hospital. She was watching Family Feud. There was a guy named Blake.
Thank God.
Good. That's hilarious. She just was like, "Oh, was it a good, successful Family Feud contestant?"
I didn't ask her that.
What game show inspired Forrest?
Was Forrest Whitaker on something? Is that where
it came from? Yeah, he got named after a black guy. He's black, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't see color.
Okay. You don't see what?
Color.
All right. Well, that's great. First, everybody, let's welcome to the show our resident female who has better values and morals than us, knows a lot more about Bernie Sanders, and if you listen to her show, you'll find out stuff about her that you don't know.
Yeah.
Let's welcome to the show, intern Heather.
Hello. That is entirely true. Yes. I do have a better moral code than all of you. I'm just kidding. Or maybe.
That's why when you're not on the show,
it's very
boisterous.
Yeah.
A lot lower testosterone.
And so since we need tons and tons of security, and I had some security go to St. Louis with me recently, it's the one and only Big E.
What's up?
And
finally,
the Bottle Cap Kid, Jason.
No intro, I guess. Guess I'm not worthy of words in front of my name.
I look at it this way. We have such a jam-packed show that people don't have time for my little witty things about you. And to be honest with you, after about 100 times, it's really hard to think of something witty about each one of you.
You're telling me, man.
Oh, yeah, you write more than I do, don't you? So here we are, It Burns an IP, episode 236. We have a great show lined up for you tonight. We have tons of stuff planned. And if you've never listened to the show, where have you been?
Why start now?
If you have listened to the show, thank you for surprisingly coming back to the show. Basically, for the next hour and 20 minutes or so, we will bring you antics. We will make you laugh. Everyone but me is drinking, so I'm sure everyone but me will be a lot funnier.
Right.
And
at least to ourselves.
Right. Their speech will slur. Mine does just because I have a piece of metal that my wife makes me wear in my mouth.
My wife. Oh, wait, that hasn't been.
That's what you're waiting
for. My wife.
My wife.
I'm on the wrong one. No, I'm on the wrong one. Okay. Oh.
You're looking at the wrong show?
Got it right now. So we had to listen to that song for about 30 seconds just to hear the word St. Louis.
Yeah.
Because that's all I could find that would go with this. But, this is What's Up in East Smokes, and it's been a while.
It's been a while.
Since we did What's Up in East Smoke. But me and Big E decided, hey, let's go to the St. Louis Vape Expo because our buddies from Audio Fog were there. Michael
Sink.
Don't call him Mike.
Please don't call me Mike.
Dave was there, and there was don't a guy we'd never met before.
Matt. Yeah.
Little Matt is like the most... He knows more about everything.
Did you notice really? How clean Little Matt was? Like, no, I'm telling you.
Was he well moisturized?
No. Like, we went to dinner. I mean, I will get to that, but like, if he saw like a piece of paper in the lobby, he went over and picked it up and threw it in the garbage.
What a responsible human being.
I know. I was like, wow.
I thought he was 12.
Yeah.
But he's got a wife and a child, he's got to be older than 12.
That's gross.
That's disgusting.
But he was very, very, he is very knowledgeable about juice and music.
About what?
Juice.
Sounds the juice.
Sounds like juice. No, we's in the juice. That was really bad. So,
that's pretty bad.
Even if you're not a vapor, I think you will enjoy some of the stories that we have. And me and Biggie made a list of some things that happened on our journey to St. Louis, which is about 2 hours and 45 minutes.
Well, I mean, give her on the way up, on the way down there, it was a little bit longer than what needed to be, but yeah.
You guys are our resident vape experts.
Mm-hmm. Sure. Yeah. Well, first, you know, we left about 7:30 in the morning.
Yeah.
A little foggy good outside. Time. But I punched in the – I got the it was like Roku out, Garmin, whatever.
The Gamma Ray Roku?
Yeah, the Gamma Ray Roku.
I think you got to watch what was TV the address, while like you were one, on your way?
It was like one conference lane or something.
The Hulk-inspired GPS system.
Yeah, and we punched in the address, got it, and we were off.
Mm-hmm.
Off and running. Got to Morton, which is...
Just a few miles away.
Yeah.
Just a few miles away.
Yep.
I missed an exit.
Missed it.
Jesus,
we had to go clear almost to Bloomington before turned around.
What, you missed the 155 exit? Yeah,
I missed an exit that I've taken 100 million times.
Were you so excited?
I think I was excited, and he was talking to me, and I can't... Like, I was telling Molly about it, and she's like, you can't drive and talk at the same time. I'm like, that's actually
me either. I understand that.
And we drove down to St. Louis. We listened to some AC/DC, and we were driving along with where was it?
We were in St. Charles.
St. Charles. St. Charles, Missouri.
Northwest of St. Louis. Is that correct?
That is correct. Yes. And for some reason, I missed another exit.
Yeah. But that one was easy to fix because we just had a couple turns to get. But yeah, he did. He's like, I missed. I go, dude, you got to turn there. He goes, okay, I guess we'll just take this one up here.
So I had a little trouble driving, but we got there. We got checked in by security. Let me tell you, Biggie is a lot more
thorough
than these people were.
Bozos. Oh, yeah? What happened?
Well, we took our bags. We took backpacks. Yeah. I just had a feeling we should take a backpack. I think we did. But there was a lady, an old lady, 75, with a big Band-Aid over her eye.
Oh, her face, yeah.
It was she fell down or something.
Like she had a melanoma, and they removed it. Oh. And then
that was the last person that she tried to actually get rough with at the, maybe. At the security gate. There was boom!
Oh, she put me to work. Did you remember that?
What'd she do?
We go in. They check our bag, which was just I'm sure you ain't got nothing in there. They just kind of open it. Oh, you're cool. So we go, and then we come back out one more time to get a soda. And she goes, that lady goes, "Kay, can you move this thing for me?"
It was the turnstile.
She had me move the turnstile for him.
She knew that you were the security tech. Right. Yeah. After you guys
put him to work.
Gotten done depositing all your anthrax around the place that you brought in with your backpacks.
So we went in, and luckily the first, right down the first aisle was our boys from Audio Fog. So we went down there, and we gave them the framed autographed Bacacta Comedy poster.
The launch poster.
Poster.
Yeah.
And so we kicked it with them for a while, and then we're like, well, we better start walking around. Walked around a little bit, and then we went over to Premier Liquids, which is Brew City and No Name, which we've done before. PJ, been good friends with him. All of a sudden, we were like VIP ballers.
Yeah.
I have never felt as cool as I did when we got there.
Really? Even cooler than Tennessee?
It's a different kind of cool.
Okay.
This was like
a Jay-Z cool.
Yeah, this was a Jay-Z cool.
All right.
So they have Premier Liquids has a number of different brands within.
They're all on the back of the shirt.
Okay.
And so they had a whole section of four or five booths. We get back there and I instantly, go find PJ and be like, PJ, it's Blake. He's like, oh, what's up? It's so nice meeting you, Biggie, yeah. And then all of a sudden he's like, come with me. So we're going back, there's music blaring and all this stuff's going on. And he's throwing shirts at us and hats at us, and what's your nickname? He's giving us all this juice, and I had a baby in my back.
Yeah,
you know. So they took major care of us, which was super, super awesome.
You're wearing one of their shirts right now.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It's a nice-looking shirt. Good-looking shirt.
For the first time in my life, I wore what do you call that?
Oh, a flat-bill hat.
I wore a flat-bill hat for the first time in my life.
Ooh, how'd it go? Wow.
He looked good. I thought he kept asking me, how's this look on me? So you look fine.
I thought I looked like an idiot.
He's like, I've never wore a snapback flat-bill. I'm like.
Yeah, and so I started to bend it.
I'm like, dude, what are you doing?
He's like, well, you don't do that.
I'm
like,
oh.
Do it to
you should have just turned around backwards. That's what I do.
So I was a cool, young, hip vape dude.
If even just for a minute.
I felt like an all-star.
We were outside in the parking lot, and I said, there's a specific type that does this. They're all tattooed and flat-billed hats. They look like me, all of them.
Just like you.
Yeah, all of them.
So funny.
But
I'm like, these are my people. I fit in here.
There was just a
whole sea of biggies.
Biggies. Well, yeah. Skinnier versions.
Right. There's tons and tons of juice.
There's
like 100.
Too much juice.
There was too much. Like when we went in, we started, oh yeah, we're going to try this. And we got down like the first aisle. I'm like, I don't want to fucking try anything else. Yeah. I was like,
well, because it all tastes the
same. I don't want to go to bed.
It all tastes the same. I mean, like, what kind do you like? Well, I like strawberry. Well, here's our version of strawberry. Well, guess what? Your version of strawberry tastes like this person's version of strawberry.
Did you, as the day went on, did they give out awards for, like, the best of? Like, when you go to, like, beer paloozas?
Wow. Oh, my God.
Am I
funny you mention that?
Just segue right into this
funny
shit?
Funny you mention that, okay. Because me and Blake, we went around and we're trying to get, hey, we do a podcast. We do vape reviews. So we're staying in that audio fog and this guy comes and taps me on the shoulder and he goes, You two guys do a podcast? I said, yeah. Well, we need a couple people to judge the juice. We're like, I'm like, judge the juice. Blake, we're judging juice. He's like,
We judged the juice.
We had no idea what we were getting into.
Because it wasn't vaping the juice. It was, it's a taste test with your finger.
Because it would be insane to
right, because there was the guy takes us and four other people into like a conference room at this hotel conference, right? Brings in this big, huge cardboard box with like 120 different bottles of juice.
Every one of us, 25 bottles apiece.
Right. So he, yeah. And so we, you know, that's the only way you could have done it. And we were hanging out with Chicks with Wicks.
Yep, Chicks with
Wicks. These two girls, they were pretty cool. There was one kid that looked like the guy.
I think one of them ran of. I think those two that were there, I think the bigger, I think he ran a vape shop in St. Louis.
So we were testing all the juices. The only thing I can say about this was there was no audio fog in there.
They submitted flavors.
Dave's like, I showed him the picture of the box. Dave's like, I put it in that box, and it was nowhere to be found.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
So there's a conspiracy. Audio
didn't Rocky Top say that, though? Was that a lot of vape places didn't like them? Isn't that something they told us? Maybe that's inaccurate. Scratch me from the record. Don't listen to this part of the podcast.
That's stricken. Let's go.
So we went through all these juices, and we came up to, with like two.
Yeah.
That, you know, and so we had one that won, and one that was a.
It was
like,
my winner,
like an honorable mention. Like they ended up, you know, they only had one award, but they specially did an honorable mention. You want to go through this and talk about the girl and everything?
This stuff's called Strawberry Queen.
It's from Strawberry
What's
Queen
the name of Vapor.
Wow.
StrawberryQueenVapor.com.
She has three more. She had four total. There's a Strawberry Queen, I think a Strawberry King.
A Jester.
It's something like
Joker or something.
Well,
like
we walked by and I tried it at her booth before we even, you know, we judged it. And I say, man, that's really good strawberry. And then we tried it, and then we went back and told her that we, you know, and this is only one. I think she does it. It's just her.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And she's out of California.
And it was so cute. Like,
yeah, she's just this little Mexican. Her last name's like, I don't remember.
I got it. Yeah.
Just this little Mexican lady. She was probably in her early 20s.
Was she bigger or smaller than Matt from Rocky Top?
She was probably about the same height as Matt, but.
Was she as clean as Matt?
I don't know, but her juice has come four And you know the little thing that strawberries come in?
Yeah. Oh, that's cute. Yeah. The little green containers.
Yeah, she puts them in the little containers. Yeah.
That's
yeah.
cute.
And she had like green confetti, so it looked like. Aww. But she was like tickled pink. Yes. I mean, she was so excited. She was like, you know, out of all these vapes, juices, and all these big, huge companies. I mean, they had a lot of the huge companies yeah. were there, you know, and she got honorable mention. So we wanted to give her a shout out, strawberryqueenvapor.com. We'll put a link on the show notes. All four of them are strawberry flavors, yes. but they're different kinds, like, you know, and they're really good. So,
and just like you said, like, strawberry is probably a hard flavor to get really right because everybody does a strawberry.
Well, Reverb's got the Audio Fog Reverb one's a really good strawberry, too. And this is, I told them, you know, I said, this was right up there. It's right up there with, to me. It's an all-day – this would be an all-day, everyday vape for me.
So one of the things that we found out about this is they have these little hype times, like where – The MC of the expo will go to, like, I don't know, I think maybe these companies like pay for these little hype.
I would think some of that's,
but the shit gets crazy. Okay,
crazy.
So we go to this one. It was a large company who had mm-hmm. it was a distributor of a bunch of different ones. So we go over there. We're just standing over. We don't understand this hype thing yet. We haven't really interacted. We're standing there. Looking around, you know, and all of a sudden, you know, the DJ, the MC is like, blah, blah, and they just like, boom, 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 you know, music, and all this stuff starts going on. All the guys working start getting up on the counters and hollering, throwing T-shirts, throwing stickers, and then all of a sudden, flying bottles, glass bottles of juice flying glass through bottles. The air, glass bottles. You had to pay attention yes. because you would have got hit in the forehead with a fucking bottle of juice.
Did anyone break a bottle of juice?
Nothing broke.
Tons of them landed on the floor. They had to have broke.
I mean, when we were at the premiere one and they were doing the same thing, they had like a faux, you know, hardwood floor that they were, and it was banging. I mean, just coming raining down around me.
How many fatalities?
None.
I'm surprised there wasn't.
It's a bad score.
But it was the coolest thing. So when we went to the premiere Liquid's little hype time because he's, you know, they had a raffle going, and we went to theirs, and you know they were tossing bottles and they tried to stop, but here's something that happened. So they're doing their little hype time, right? And then there's these guys in another company, a smaller company, mm-hmm. next to them,
yeah,
who all stand up and start screaming and hollering and throwing their T-shirts and trying to get all this crowd of people over to their stuff. And I'm like,
I can appreciate that.
Ah, yeah, but then I'm like, I know you're the little guy. I understand you got to do whatever you can do. But it was just kind of, I thought it was kind of tacky. Maybe it's because we're friends with Premier. If it was right. somebody else, we would be like, hey, fuck, I just want a T-shirt, you know?
Yeah.
There wasn't as many, like, half-naked girls as I had expected. No, I was expected a lot more.
Very little vape sluts.
Very few vape sluts.
Is that what they're known as?
Yeah.
I would imagine that, they're more like vape instead of, like, taking body shots off of, like, a drink slut, I suppose, than a vape slut, you would just, like, blow. You'd, like, create crowd production all over her, like, chest.
That one booth where I actually, because the Jew in me doesn't allow me to buy anything. And
the Jew in you.
I actually found a juice that I really, really liked, and I spent money on it. And they had a couple girls at their booth.
Yeah. That.
You overcame the Jew.
I did. I spent money. Well,
I'm sorry. He almost lost that title of being the Jew. We get in the car. He's like, hey, don't worry. I'll pay for you to get in. I'm like, all right, that's cool. You know, yeah. He gets in his backpack, gets out a white envelope, and has like $400 in cash.
Yeah.
He's like, I'm going to have a good fucking time. And I'm like, we're not buying crack. We're going to a vape
crack
convention.
Doesn't even cost
like,
that much.
I'm like, let me buy you lunch. He's like, if you're buying lunch, I'm buying dinner. I said, fine.
Yeah, so he bought lunch. It was crazy.
This is Domino's pizza money, right?
That's right.
He walked into the vape expo and just was like,
I was getting ready to do this, but there was nothing to spend my money on. Then the Jew in me really came out because I kept going.
Let's keep saying that.
I don't want to spend $180. That could be the name of this one.
No, I don't think so.
I said, like, I don't want to spend $180 on a box mod I'm never going to use.
So we ended up, after we were there from like 10 o'clock in the morning till like 6 o'clock is when it shut down.
Five. It shut down at 5.
5. And then the guys from Audio Fog were dumb enough to give us their hotel room.
Yeah, dude. They're like, Big E here. Like, here's the key to here's the fucking card key to the room. We're like, fuck yeah.
Yeah.
The card key to the room?
Yeah.
Okay.
So we went and we hung out because they had to break everything down and put it together, you know? And we kicked it for a little bit and then, yeah, so we walked in, turned the TV on, put our feet up. We're like,
yeah, fuck it.
Like, bizarre room.
Yeah.
We're watching some crazy downhill ice skating,
racing
fighting thing. So.
And then they got done and we kind of hung out and then we went out to dinner. You want to take this?
Yeah, it was. So we got a taxi to go to dinner. And then we go. I found a spot because they want. Michael wanted Italian. Yeah, Michael wanted Italian. So I was like, well, there's this place called Dewey's. It's a pizza joint. So we go down there, get there. 70-minute wait.
70-minute wait.
What?
Good pizza.
So we go down to this. There's this Brazilian grill. Go down there.
Yeah.
I was going to have salsa or chips, probably.
Yeah, probably.
Oh, as per usual. As per usual.
2 hours, 70-minute wait.
What?
2 hours? What? 2 hours, 70 minutes?
It's like 3 hours and 10
whatever.
Minutes.
Whatever.
Right?
It was whatever.
Okay, whatever.
Whatever.
Everyone goes by increments of 70 minutes down there.
I think the Jew in him sees 2 hours and 70
so minutes. So we just said screw it and we went to Five Guys, you know, someplace we could go in Peoria. Yeah,
there was Five Guys. We went to Five Guys.
What was the wait there?
0 minutes.
What? 0 minutes. So then we went back and, you know, had a couple of cocktails with them and hung out, you know, talking about music and Spotify and stuff, you know. And there's
typical dude stuff.
Yeah, typical dude stuff.
We got a big discussion about Taylor Swift. That's cool.
Yeah, it was just, you know, whatever.
I mean, she's a great songwriter. What can you say?
Right. What can you say about it? But there's some rumblings about some additional stuff going on at Rocketop Vapor.
Hold on.
They wouldn't even tell us.
What?
And I was like, oh, I got my pen out from my note. My Galaxy Note. I'm like,
oh, do tell.
Just you know, off the record. No, but it was great hanging out with.
But there was a 500. Go back. I had to mention it. I told Blake. I said, please don't ever let me get that way. There's this dude. This dude was every bit as big as this table.
Yeah, he was.
There was a man you saw at this thing.
It was every bit as wide as this table.
This table is very large.
Yeah,
that guy was very large.
A very large man,
and he. There was one company that was really smart. They had these like benches, and then they had all these battery chargers lined up and plugged in, so people could sit there and charge up their batteries. Well, that was really a good idea.
He didn't move from that.
That was
spot.
One of the companies who had juice for sale, and that they were showing.
Yeah, they had.
They were selling. Idea. That was the Hexone booth. They were selling their.
That is a super good idea.
But he was taking up 3/4 of that room. Yeah. I think like you. I think you had to lift up part of him to get your battery.
Yeah, I wanted to take a picture, but I knew it'd be rude, so I just didn't.
You wanted to take the picture?
I did.
Just for hilarity reasons.
Was so
just be right in front of him with your phone.
Okay, picture the Simpsons. You know the.
I'm not gonna picture.
No, the comic. Book store
okay,
owner.
I'll go ahead and do it.
Okay, yeah, that's what he looked like.
So we had a great time.
Yes,
we'll definitely might even go to Chicago now.
Yeah,
but big love to Audio Fog, of course. Dave, Michael, don't call him Mike.
I wouldn't.
And Matt.
Mm-hmm. I would.
Little Matt.
Yeah.
No, you probably don't want to call him Little Matt.
Yeah, don't call him Little Matt.
They don't even call him Little Matt.
And you guys I call him Clean Matt.
Clean, very clean Matt.
And definitely PJ from Premier Liquids, premierliquids.com. Check them out. And the Strawberry Queen.
The Strawberry Queen.
It was awesome. It was awesome seeing the little guy, you know what I mean, go up against these big, you know, vape companies. So I know for the last 20 minutes, you guys were probably bored.
No.
What?
But it was a good time. It was a good time. I had a blast.
So did I.
So we're going to go again sometime.
Well, now we hear music, and then we're going to hear music back to back on this. Please listen to Run Around by Austin Lucas.
I count sheep to get to sleep. If I run out of sheep, I just listen to IBWIP.
Whoa.
You want truth, here's your truth, honey. You're too young to run around with me. You came into my room like a panther strolling in.
down long before I let you go. I took your fears and made them.
Everyone, this is Jason with IBWIP, and before we get back to the show, a few quick words on how to contact us. The Fakakta Comedy Funhouse Network is our new home, and you can find us there at fcfnetwork.com, and as always, you can still find everything at burns1ip at ibwip.com, including all of our past episodes for free. Drop us a line at blake at ibwip.com, or on our Facebook, Twitter, or Instagram pages. And don't forget to subscribe to our show in iTunes, your favorite podcast app of choice, and to our YouTube channel, Pia Vision, and give us a rating, too. Thanks for listening, and enjoy the rest of the show.
That was me saying something, and now I have something else to say that's not pre-recorded, and it's about our good friends at Rocky Top Vapor. Are you tired of the smell and cost of cigarettes? Have patches, gums, and quitting cold turkey let you down in the past? If you're looking to kick cigarettes to the curb, look no further than the friendly and knowledgeable staff at Rocky Top Vapor to help you find an electronic cigarette that's right for you. Or maybe you'll maybe you're an experienced vapor already, and you're just looking to get more out of your vaping experience. A longer-lasting battery, a bigger, better tank. Maybe you're wanting to get into variable voltage and wattage, or even wanting to build your own coils. Let the vaping experts at Rocky Top Vapor customize a vaping experience to fit your needs. They offer a wide variety of tanks and mods that will give you exactly what you're looking for. Rocky Top is known for their clean and relaxed atmosphere. I've been there personally in Johnson City myself, and I can attest to this. Very clean, very relaxed atmosphere. A friendly and knowledgeable staff, as well as their house blends and premiums from some of the best liquid makers from across the country. Now, they're located in Johnson City, Tennessee, but if you can't make the trip, shop with a click at RockyTopVapor.com.
Yeah.
And don't forget to use the promo code IBWIP20 to save an extra 20% off your entire order. Check them out.
Everything? 20% off everything?
Everything.
Everything. All righty. Remember, that's promo code IBWIP20. They will show you the love if you show it back to them.
Hey, everyone. Jason here from your favorite Fakakta Comedy Funhouse programs. If you're enjoying this show, I have a feeling you're also going to enjoy the podcast Couch Pilots. Myself and the podcasting god, Blake Clayton, take a break from the grind and sit down on our favorite Davenport every week to watch and discuss some of the most odd and misunderstood television pilots of the past. There is such a treasure trove of bizarre viewing out there, and we're just the jerks to dig them up and make a show about it. Watch along with us and join in the conversation. Find us at fcfnetwork.com or rate the show and subscribe in iTunes or your podcast app of choice. Thanks for listening, and enjoy the rest of the show.
Whew. Thank you, guys. Thanks, Couch Pilots.
Yeah, it was
great, Couch Pilots.
You like that show?
I do like that show. I watched, like, I'm going to be honest, I watched, like, only the first 5 episodes, but they're still great. They're still enjoyable.
Thank you for being honest with us.
We hold
you to a higher pedigree than most.
I listen to all of everybody's shows.
Oh, no. I don't know what that song is, but I like it. And it's for a new segment. Most of you at home, you listen to us. Maybe you go to the website, maybe you've seen a few pictures. There's very few pictures out there of Big E, but let me tell you a little something about Big E. He's got a tongue, just like the rest of us do. And his tongue is just full of scars. He's just got a hell of a scarred up tongue. We do so many different bits with intros and outros here at IBWIP that Big E constantly wants to sing along with these bits, and he's always biting his tongue not to sing. So much so that he has scars and stitches all the time in his tongue. We said, you know what? This cannot stand. He's such an integral part of the show that we have to give Big E his own segment. And it can be a, nothing else with he has to do it. It's music.
Yeah.
Big E, when I think of Big E, and also when I think of Dustin, too, I think of music.
All right.
And so we said, what can we do with Big E? He likes to sing along with these incredible intros and outros that we have.
Mm-hmm.
So what do we do? We're going to give Big E a karaoke segment of our show, and we're going to call it Karaoke Big E.
Karaoke Big E.
And what this is we're going to sing. Each of us are going to take turns singing a duet with Big E.
With me, Big E.
And although he's part of the singing, Big E, you're gonna judge us by whatever system you deem necessary or appropriate.
Okay.
So Blake has queued up, it looks like, the very first song, which includes myself. I'm very excited to sing it. Should we announce what song it is first, or should we just let the listeners enjoy it?
No, we're going
to
announce this song. The song that has been chosen for Big E and Jason is that famous Grease song, Summer Nights. Summer Lovin'.
How appropriate Summer to have Lovin'. It today, like just after that premiered like 2 days ago.
Right. So we're helping them because we have the karaoke version. It has all the lyrics on it. So then when you and him sing, I'll turn it to where you're so you can see the words just in case you haven't memorized these words. So without further ado.
Well, I will say this is a game. This is,
it
a,
is
game.
A
competition.
So, yeah. So
it's a
try your hardest.
So yeah,
I'm
so
judging.
Even though you're singing with us, you'll be judging us.
Can you both see?
Yeah, I can see it.
And I will say too, it wasn't just random. We, you, myself, and Heather, we all did get to pick the songs we wanted to sing with Big E.
Right, because Big E picked one for Heather because on the way home from Johnson City, they sang this song together, and mm-hmm. and it's been a connection that you two have had.
It's been our bonding moment. Yes. Aside from Sea Urchin.
All right, here we go.
Are we
Big
ready?
E and Big E, you will be singing the part of John Travolta.
Yes, I will.
And Bottle Cap, you will be singing the part of Olivia Newton-John.
Neutron Bomb.
This is also very funny because Heather's boyfriend, Adam, is in the room, and he can't hear any of the music. He's just going to hear our horrible singing.
He's just going to hear our horrible voices.
All right, here
he's
we go.
You ready?
Summer Lovin' by Big E and Bottle Cap.
This is too much. Back up.
Had me a blast.
Summer loving happened so fast.
I met a girl crazy for me.
I met a boy cute as can be.
Summer days drifting away to other summer nights. Tell me more, tell me more. Did you get very far? By me, young got a cramp.
He went by me, my suicide.
I saved her life, she nearly drowned.
He showed up, splashing around.
Summer sun, something's begun. But summer nights.
Well, oh, well, oh, well, oh.
Tell me more,
was it love at first sight?
Tell me more, tell me more. Did she put up a fight?
It would be rape if she put up a fight.
Isn't it rape if she still doesn't put up a fight? She's not okay with it.
In the arcade,
we went strolling, drank lemonade.
We made out under the docks.
We stayed up until 10 o'clock.
Summer fling don't mean a thing, but all the summer nights.
Tell me more, tell me more. Did you give it a break? Tell me more, tell me more. Cause he sounds like a drink.
Holding my hand.
Well, she got friendly down in the sand.
He was sweet, just turned 18.
Well, she was good, you know what I mean.
Summer heat, boy and girl meet. But oh, the summer night.
Tell me more,
tell me more.
How much dough did he spend?
Tell me more, tell me more.
Could she get me a friend?
It turned colder, that's where it ends. So I told her we'd still be friends.
Then we made our true love vow.
Wonder what she's doing now.
Summer dreams,
they're
ripped at the seams. But
wow, that was about as amazing as you can get.
Suck on that.
Wow, that was a lot better than I expected.
Why don't you suck on that?
That was a lot better than I expected. Big E, all right there, buddy?
I'm good.
All right. Are you gonna score it at the end after everybody's?
I'm gonna get a good feel on good. What happened.
I feel very good about what just happened.
That was lovely.
And you know what? I did not realize how long these songs were.
Yeah, they're a little long.
We're gonna talk.
So this now, one, the one that me and Heather do, it's short.
Okay.
Oh yeah.
Well, you guys are up next.
The one me and you do is long.
Right now, there's an Icy Hot commercial, so we're gonna skip past that. Again, you guys were in the car on the way home from Johnson City. Mm-hmm. You were both in the front seat. And
oh yeah.
Blake and I decided on ours, but it was kind of decided for you, Heather, what you'd be singing. Are you cool with this?
I am beyond cool.
I think this is a great song. The original idea was maybe we'll give Big E his own podcast, or maybe it'll just be a bit. And the podcast, if we had one, would be pick a song that means a lot to you, and then you guys would sing it together. And this one, oddly enough, meets both of those criteria.
Yes.
This song means a lot.
I'm going to turn this around and give Heather the... You know how to work YouTube, right?
So, how do I know how to work YouTube?
I only watch it for an hour every morning.
So yes, you're going to touch the screen.
All right.
Everybody knows what their... You see the play button on there?
Mm-hmm. Well, actually, no. But there is this little replay, so I'm going to press that instead.
Biggie, what are you using to lubricate your voice this evening?
Molson.
Oh, Molson. No, yeah, that wasn't
good.
Right.
Very good.
It was wrong, but there was no play button.
All right.
I've never used a pad.
All right, ready?
Yes, okay.
Okay.
Oh, that's cute. Yes. Look at us, we're adorable. They're showing pictures.
I can show you the world. Shining, shimmering, splendid. Tell me, princess, now when did you last let your heart decide? I can open your eyes. Take you wonder by wonder, over, sideways, and under, on a magic carpet ride. A whole new world, a fantastic point of view. No one to tell us no, or where to go, or say we're only dreaming.
Never knew, but when I'm way up here, it's crystal clear that now I'm in a whole new world with you.
Now I'm in a whole new world with you.
Unbelievable sights, indescribable feeling, soaring, tumbling, freewheeling through an endless diamond sky. A whole new.
Don't you dare close your eyes.
A thousand things.
Hold your breath, it gets better.
I'm like a shooting star. I've come so far. I can't go back to where I used to be.
New world. New horizons to pursue. I'll chase you anywhere. There's time to spare. Let me share this whole new world with you. A whole new world.
A whole new world.
That's where we'll be.
chase a wondrous place for you and me. Holy shit balls and taco sauce. What have we got ourselves into, Jason?
One of the lyrics, I think, was, hold your breath, it gets better. Yeah. Is that some autoerotic asphyxiation shit?
I like at one point, they're like, only in red letter, which I'm pretty sure is a reference to the Bible, which I'm pretty much sure they're saying they God ordained. They did say it's all in red letter. Which
red
I'm
letter
assuming.
Is the words Jesus actually spoke?
Yes, so this is ordained.
This is the best
and
thing
from the Middle
done.
East.
And oh wow! I we have to. We,
this at, is a long one.
At some yeah, this is a long
yeah,
song.
Yeah, we'll have to. There's a point where we can cut it off at the end where we.
Oh okay.
How many times have you listened to these songs in preparation?
The Whole New World one, at least 10 times.
Wow, you are prepared, man. God bless you.
Greece. I've been watching Greece since I was 10
every
or
every day.
Every since I was 10 or 11 years old. So,
all right now. You want to switch me spots, Jason?
Absolutely.
Talk amongst yourselves.
Yes, please fill this time.
Or not.
Oh, well, okay.
We were joking about filling the time.
Yeah, we don't want you guys to be satisfied at this moment. This is building tension, tension. What is this song we're doing right now?
Bill Intentions. That's called Excellent Adventures.
Say.
Bill Intentions.
It's a duet with Paul McCartney and Michael Jackson. I'll be doing the part of Michael Jackson.
Blake, these headphones are really nice.
Yeah.
He's been giving us all shitty headphones this whole time.
Can you guys hear me okay? I've never been on this cheap-ass microphone before.
I'm going to touch all these buttons over here.
No, you're
beep
not
going to
touch
it. Beep, boop, beep, boop, boop.
All right. I'm doing Paul McCartney.
You're doing Paul McCartney.
So I'm first.
So you're first.
All right.
What's the song, fellas?
It's called Say.
Who's it by?
Paul McCartney and Michael Jackson.
These are two titans of music industry.
Yes.
Here we go.
And for some reason,
are you not entertained?
When Michael Jackson bought the Beatles, this happened.
This is the volume for that.
That would kind of piss me off if, like, Michael Jackson bought the Beatles and then he's just like, let's do a duet now.
This could not have been afterwards, right?
I think it was. He had already bought the Beatles at this point.
I thought Paul McCartney was like, fuck you,
no, I
Michael.
Think this was already a thing.
Okay.
You ready?
All right, here we go.
Sing it, boys.
Here we go.
The pressure of doing it as good as you guys did, it's immense.
Oh,
I should not have
whipped my Michael Jackson would be horrible.
Say what you want, but don't play games with my affection. Take what you need, but don't leave me with no direction.
All alone, I sit down by the phone, waiting for you. And baby, through the years, I can't get standing here. I'm breathing for you, you know I'm crying. Ooh, 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 ooh.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Go where you want, but don't leave me here forever. You. Stay away so long, girl. See you never.
What can I do to get me through to you? Because I love you. And baby, standing here, not having all my tears. Baby, do you? You know I'm crying.
Ooh. Did you get the hard part, eh?
Say.
You never were worried, and you do never shed a tear.
Just saying that my love ain't real. Just do my face those tears and cry.
Sorry, I don't know the words. You can you never say that they're shit? One who really loves you. I pray every day that you'll see things, girl, like I do.
What can I do to get through to you? Because I love you, baby. Standing here, baptizing all my tears. Baby, through you, I know I'm crying.
Adam, you're jealous you don't have your own song.
He said very.
Thanks. All right, we just did it.
Woo!
Woo!
Woo! Cow. All right.
The wow. Musical stylings of Blake Clatton and yes. Meg A.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
I probably should have practiced more.
Oh, that was good.
Probably should have practiced a little more.
The dance moves are great.
My Michael Jackson was actually on point.
Oh yeah, it was killer. So
who won?
Wow, this is what had just happened.
Ugh,
the three of us have just all done duets with Big E. Big E, you have a very difficult rating system. Let's first start.
I don't envy you at all.
Let's start with let's start with me because I was the last one to go. How are you grading this?
I'm just going to go by just the way I felt when I was singing.
Good.
Yeah.
So not based on your guess at all, just how you all felt in your heart, and I like that.
Yeah.
All right, so...
I might have to go to an unbiased, non-music hearing judge by voice alone, Adam.
Adam, can you get on the mic for a second and just explain what that was like. With no music.
It's a nightmare. Well, you took the words right out of my mouth. Yes, it was a pure nightmare. It was a Freddy is slashing my face up with a shovel nightmare.
Wow.
It was,
I don't think Freddy uses it.
I had to leave the room.
Wow. You took the words right out of my mouth.
All right, so is there a score, a grade? How are you doing each one?
I'm just going to just pick a winner.
Well, no, you got to describe.
Well, I'm gonna go through me and Jason's.
You got to break it down.
I'm telling you what. Jason's Olivia Newton-John was
spot on.
I mean, spot on.
She might as well have been helping everyone get physical.
Exactly. I will say, I don't use performance enhancing drugs, but there is a segment we do on the show called Let's Get Personals, and it is the intro and outro is Olivia Newton-John's Let's Get Physical.
Yes, it is.
So I do have a slight edge. I want to put that out there. I want this to be an even playing field.
My Travolta was on point, so.
I think
I win that one.
First of all, your Travolta was great. This is just me beyond. This has nothing to do with the grading. You look great tonight.
Thank you.
You smell wonderful.
Thank you.
Your beard trimmed just to perfection, some might say.
Thank you.
And then, your Travolta, 100%. So go ahead and grade.
All right. Okay. Now, Heather.
Yes?
That was just, that was amazing.
It felt like we started a whole new world.
It's like, it did.
We might as well leave planet Earth.
We might as well.
Because there's a whole new world out there where
and
we
Blake,
can survive.
Your Paul McCartney was.
Awful.
Pretty borderline.
American.
Okay. All right.
But
so,
with enthusiasm.
But hey, you were there though.
I was there. That's what my duet partner said about my singing. I was there.
He was physically in the room.
Yeah.
So
you participated. You get the participation award.
Who gets the winner?
Heather.
Heather. Wow, that is amazing. And Heather, since you won, Big E gets to read the show schedule.
Yeah.
That's why.
What a prize.
That's why he gets to read it.
That's why I get to read it.
Let's imagine this is a whole new world where you don't fuck this up.
A whole new, I don't know what the hell this is. Episode 234, Grandparents of Pets is now available. Episode 235, Let's Get It Cracking. You know, Dustin had to rub that in so he got a show title. Is now available. Episode 237, our next episode, inevitably titled Robin Wright on Red, will be available on February 17th. And don't forget, February 9th is Toothache Day. If you're anything like me, you're uninsured, and are hedging your bets that both the tooth will fix itself. It never fixes itself.
What is your nickname during this part?
The Butcher.
Big A the Butcher.
Also on February 9th is Clean Out Your Computer Day. I clean out my computer every time I use the internet because all of the horrible, disgusting pornography I view. I love pornography.
Who doesn't?
I do. I really do.
I love I watched some pornography before you guys all got here.
What did you watch on pornography?
I prefer to keep that to myself.
Why would you make that announcement?
I am in a deep, dark hole right now, Adam. I might need to talk to somebody later. I am in a deep, dark hole right now.
I've been watching porn the entire time.
Right.
That's what I thought.
Adam's been watching porn the entire time we've been on here.
And don't forget to contact the show with any of your questions, comments, suggestions, or conspiracy theories, because we too are paranoid. And if you like what you hear, please write us a review on iTunes, subscribe, tell a friend, and help support the show. And if you don't like what you hear, that's fine, no problem. Go ahead and head on home. Nothing weird is going to happen. everything will just be fine. Nothing will change as a result of you not liking what you hear. Not at all.
Folks, I have a lot of pride in this show, and I know the people that are on this show have a lot of pride. And I am confident that we brought you 50 minutes of entertainment tonight for the low, low price of $0, 0 cents.
The show is an hour and a half.
I normally charge for that singing, but you all get it for free.
Yep.
But no, please go subscribe to us on iTunes. Check out fcfnetwork.com. All the links to all the shows is there. If you can't find something, FCF Network, go to the shows tab. We have links to everybody's Instagram, Twitters, iTunes feed, RSS feed, every possible way you need to get a hold of these. Our email address, again, is blake@ibwip.com. Shoot us an email. Tell us what you think. Any suggestions. Wow, that was an interesting excursion.
It was fun.
I once heard somebody kicking on the floor or the ceiling.
No.
No?
Well, it might have been Eli going, "You guys are awful." No.
What is that?
I think that went very well.
I thought it was fun.
It went very well. Just to remind everybody, FCF Network is on Twitter. So go to @FCF Network. We're also on Instagram, and we post for all the shows on there. So those are new. A new Twitter, and the Instagram isn't new, but we got it all squared away.
You can go to FCFnetwork.com and see the schedule of releases, or if you follow us on Twitter, you'll know every day when they come out.
Yep. Yep. So that is your one-stop shop. I think for the month of January, we had over 1,200 hits to the site.
Hell yeah.
Just the site alone. Awesome. So,
yeah.
Also, on FCF Network, on the front page, there is the player for Sex with Heather, Drunken Lullabies, and Couch Pilots. You can listen to them right there on the. They have a player that has all the episodes. So those are super easy to get hold of.
Right through your smartphone, too, if you wanted to, right?
You can do it through your stupid phone. It doesn't matter. So
that flip phone I have.
That was cute.
Not going to stream it.
That was real cute, buddy.
All right. Well, thank you, folks. Heather, thank you very much. You did a wonderful job.
You're welcome.
Big E, you're the king. I think there needs to be a showdown between Dustin and Big E. I think this segment alone made it to where those two. I've kept them off each other's shows for It Burns When I Sing.
Yeah,
but I think on a special occasion,
there's a tension building.
What do you feel about a smooth criminal showdown? That seems like a song that they can kind of go back and forth and ask, "Man, he's okay?" And yeah, right.
Man, mm-hmm.
Michael, Michael Jackson is.
But you know,
kind of harder.
Dustin never has.
It's got to be all Doors songs.
Right. How about Under Pressure is a Bowie.
Yeah.
That's a good one.
That would be good.
I see a segment coming up in the near future. Folks, thank you very much for hanging out with us. Adam, hey, thanks for watching porn while we did the show.
Yeah.
And that's all I've got. And you got a mystery tag, and let's get the hell out of here.
Missing an episode of IBWIP is like missing a belt loop. No one has or will ever notice.
That's mean. That's real mean.
I'm currently missing a belt loop.
I didn't notice. Or will ever.
Or will ever. Honestly, that took less time than It Burns When I Sing. I thought it was going to take longer because we were doing like full songs. But
I think it was great. I think you're great.
Thank you. I think you're great.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Does anybody think I'm great?
I think you're great.
Heather, if we would have been teammates, we're... Any,
I'm gonna fucking kill that shot.
We're gonna
kill that shot. I'm gonna kill that shot.
Fucking went down.
I got like 47 things going on right now. We'd kill it.
Thanks for the high five then.
This has been a Fakakta Comedy Funhouse production, produced by Jason Tosher, executive produced by Blake Clayton.
You're talking,
for more information and content, go to FCFnetwork.com.
Are you a blogger or a podcaster, or you're just not happy with your web hosts? You need to check out HostGator.com. You're going to find web hosting made easy and affordable. HostGator offers unlimited disk space, unlimited bandwidth, one-click script installs with a free site builder, and the best control panel out there. Stop by today and try a free demo to see how easy it is. And if you use the special coupon code Section 8686, you'll save 25% off your web hosting packages. What do you got to lose? Check out HostGator.com and take a bite out of your web hosting costs.